Welcome to Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, and in this podcast, we dig deep into the stories we tell ourselves, the lies we've been told, the changes we make, and the truths we uncover along the way. Life is a journey, a constant evolution from one version of ourselves to the next. But what happens when the stories we've been telling ourselves no longer serve us? When the lies we believed, whether from others or from within, hold us back from becoming our truest selves? The Bible tells us in John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Each episode will explore how truth can free us from the lies and false narratives we've been holding on to. Every episode, we explore personal transformation and challenge the narratives that keep us stuck. Whether you're navigating self-doubt, facing lies others have told you, making changes for the better, or searching for your truth, this is the place for you. So let's dive in and start our journey of truth together.
Green. Stop searching for the miracle and be the miracle. This ain't gonna be lyrical, this is straight facts. Stop waiting on the change and be the change. This ain't new news, this go way back. Stop waiting on someone to get it for you, go get it for yourself. Take your pride back. If God is your motivator, then you can do all things. Believe that. My power is divine, every line aligned with the higher power, receive that.
What's up, guys, beautiful souls? It's your host, BK Blessed, and welcome to another episode of Lies Changes Truth. Today we're going to shed light on a topic we've all struggled with at some point, but we all hate to acknowledge it, and that's lying to ourselves by blaming others for our mistakes. We're going to call this one the blame game. Today we're going to examine why it's so tempting to blame others for our shortcomings and how that behavior keeps us from stepping into our full potential and truly hinders us from being our best selves. Now let's keep it a buck. When things go wrong, the easiest thing to do is look for someone else to blame. Maybe you blamed your boss for why you didn't get that promotion. Or maybe you blamed your childhood for why you're not where you want to be in life. It's automatic, right? But every time we point the finger, we're avoiding the real issue, the truth about our own actions and choices. The Bible tells us in Galatians 6:5, we are each responsible for our own conduct. That's deep, right? Because it means no matter what happens around us, we're responsible for how we react and what we do with those situations. I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but it's also where the real power lies. I want you to take a moment to sit with that for a second. Think about a time recently when you found yourself blaming someone else. Maybe it was a small thing or maybe it was something major. But I want you to ask yourself, what role did I play in this situation? Could I have done something differently? When we lie to ourselves about our own responsibility, we're really trying to protect ourselves from pain. We want to hide from the shame or even the guilt. It feels easier to say I'm in this position because of them than to say I'm here because of the choices I made. But the problem is, the more we avoid taking responsibility, the more stuck we become. I want to share something Will Rogers once said. There are two types of people, those who make excuses and those who get results. Every time we shift the blame, we're making an excuse. And here's the reality of it all. When we make excuses, we're not just cheating ourselves out of results. We're also giving up our power to change the situation. Just think about that. Every time we blame someone else, we hand over our control and our power to change. And I personally think that's a dangerous place to be. But here's the good news. God doesn't call us to be perfect. He doesn't expect us to have it all figured out, but he does ask us to take ownership of our lives. In Proverbs 28:13, it says, "People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy." I hope you feel that like I do. I mean, it reminds us that God's grace steps in when we admit our mistakes. We grow, We learn, we move forward. But if we keep hiding behind lies, if we keep blaming others, I just want to reiterate, we stay stuck. So let me bring this closer to home. What's the lie you've been telling yourself that makes it someone else's fault? What's the story you've been holding on to that makes you feel like you're the victim? Maybe it's the belief that life is always happening to you instead of for you. But here's the truth. As long as we keep seeing ourselves as victims, we'll never step into the role of the victor, which then logically means we will never obtain our victory. John C. Maxwell once said, "The pessimist complains about the win. The optimist expects it to change. The leader adjusts the sails." So are you going to keep complaining about the win? Or are you ready to adjust your sails and take ownership of your life and steer yourself into a new direction? I'm always going to keep it real with you. It's hard. It's hard to look in the mirror and say, "I was wrong," or "I could have done better." But that's where true growth happens. Blaming others feels good in the moment because it takes the pressure off of us. But taking responsibility is what leads to real transformation. And I'm going to tell you, that's where the magic is. See, Jesus gives us wisdom on this in Matthew 7, 3-5. Why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? How can you think of saying to your friend, "Let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye," when you can't see past the log in your own eye? That's facts. We're so quick to shout out someone else's mistakes, but seem to stay real blind and real quiet to the part we played. I want you to reflect on that. What's the log you've been ignoring in your own life? Leadership expert Peter Drucker once said, "The best way to predict the future is to create it." When we blame others, we're essentially saying we have no control over our own future. But when we take ownership, we regain that power and we start creating the life we want to live. So what does that mean for us today? It means it's time to stop, take a deep breath, and look inward. It's time to really ask yourself, what part of the story am I responsible for? It's easy to focus on what others have done to us. But the real change comes when we focus on how we can make things right. 1 John 1:9 reminds us of a beautiful promise. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. God's forgiveness is always available to us. But it starts with owning up to where we've fallen short. And when we do that, not only does God cleanse us, but he also frees us to step into a better future. So here's my challenge to you. This week, when you catch yourself blaming someone else for a problem or a situation that you're in, hit the pause button. Ask yourself, what role did I play in this? What can I do to make it better? Because once you own it, you can fix it. And when you start owning your part, you'll notice that life becomes a lot more manageable and a lot more hopeful. I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Bless, and I truly hope today's conversation has encouraged you to stop lying to yourself and start taking responsibility for your life. The truth isn't always easy, but it will always set you free. Before we go, I want to leave you with one final thought from Corinthians 5:10. For we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. Hold on to the power in that message. Pointing fingers won't help you when we stand before God. The only thing that matters is how we took responsibility for our own actions and choices. Because those are the only ones we can control. Until next time, stay blessed, stay accountable, and stay you. This is your time. This is your life. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Be a motivator. Be an innovator. Be the best you.
block out the haters. Winners fail and fail, but a failure quits. Go through the fire, cause your path is lit. You'll get through the pain, it might hurt a bit. That's how you get your weight up, so move all these mountains. Knock down these walls and break all these bricks. Don't let the devil fool you, see through the tricks. Can you feel the power? Yeah, you getting stronger. Can you make it through? Yeah, you got through harder. See, the time is now, can't wait no longer. Cast out the fears, no more paranoia. This is destiny, time to grab a hold. This is meant to be, time to let it go. Believe in yourself, God's in control. This the realest thing I ever wrote to whom it may concern.
This is your life, this is your time. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Follow God's plan, follow His light. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Have no fear, cause He's right here. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright.